YMCA of Central Ohio presents The What Matters Show with Mindy and Michaela. Real talk about real life and what's important to you and your family. Brought to you by Beecher Crossing Dental. Here's Mindy Traer and Michaela Hunt with What Matters.
Well, what matters today, obviously, is the weather. And since Michaela and I have been news ladies forever, we want to get straight to it because, Michaela, there's some information that our listeners really need to know right now.
Yeah, and actually, Joe, can you keep us up to date? Because we've switched from what we were looking at. Who is under the tornado warning right now? We have a tornado warning out there, right?
From ABC News, we believe it is Crawford County has the tornado warning. And I believe Fairfield, Hocking, and Pickaway and Morrow are all under thunderstorm warnings.
And we have this tornado watch then.
Yeah, tornado watches are still under effect for the Franklin County and surrounding counties until 9 o'clock.
Okay, so we always want to keep our listeners updated on the latest information because if there's one thing that can change your life instantly, it's weather.
It is, and you can feel it out there. It is so hot. It is prime for these storms, so we want to keep you prepared today.
And now we want to get your eyes better. Mid-Ohio Eye is a big part of the What Matters show. I'm not sure if you guys listening right now realize the correlation between diabetes and your eyesight.
Right. I mean, if you have diabetes, or maybe even if you don't know that you're dealing with some kind of pre-diabetic issues as well, it could be affecting your eyes. So Dr. Louise Doyle and Dr. Heather Kelling from Mid-Ohio Eye are in with us on What Matters to talk a little bit about this correlation and what we can do about it. So ladies, welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having us.
So first of all, I know you wanted to talk kind of foundationally about diabetes, the types, and what can happen initially with eyes. So what is it that you guys see? What is it that you want to make people aware of with these two things and the correlation that they have?
Well, diabetes can cause eye damage and vision loss. And the thing is that early on, you may not even realize that problems are happening in the back of your eye. Your vision may be fine, you may be functioning fine, but you don't realize that damage is occurring to the blood vessels in the back of your eye.
How long can that last until it starts to take effect? Because this can be happening for, a couple years, and then all of a sudden something happens that you can't see as well?
Yeah, and I think it depends on the type of diabetes that you have. I think type 1 can be, and we can talk about more about the types, but type 1 can be more aggressive. Type 2, people could have that for years before even realizing that they have it. And so all that time, something could be happening, and they don't realize it.
That's so scary to think that something's happening in your mind and your body and you don't even realize it. That's the scary part to me.
It is. And Dr. Doyle, with it, does it matter if it's one or two, what it's doing to your eyes?
No, any form of diabetes can cause diabetic eye disease.
And so that is a thing. Diabetic eye disease is a thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So what exactly happens when you get diabetic eye disease?
Well, there's different groups of diseases. There's the diabetic retinopathy, there's diabetic macular edema, you have cataracts and glaucoma, all kind of compromise or all comprise the diabetic eye disease categories.
You know, you guys deal with this every day on a daily basis to people. How is the best way that you can handle it when you're talking to someone and you're letting them know what the rest of their life is going to be like if they don't get treatment? Because I understand there are options out there for people.
Absolutely. I mean, the frustrating thing with diabetes sometimes is people don't want to deal with it.
Right.
And they don't want to take on what they need to take on to fix it. But the frustrating thing for me is it's so reversible for so many people. Not true for everyone, but for so many people, especially with type 2 diabetes, it really could be reversed if they would just take the action to do it, and that's losing weight and eating better and not smoking. You know, diabetes damages blood vessels. So all the other things that are going to damage blood vessels, smoking, high blood pressure, cholesterol, they all act together to cause damage. And kind of the unique thing about being an ophthalmologist is you're seeing, literally seeing, what diabetes is doing to the blood vessels. And that's going on in the entire body, your kidneys, your heart, and we can see what it's doing.
So what physically is it doing? Since you're talking about blood vessels, what is it doing to our eyes if we are, I take it, going untreated in our diabetic state? What is it actually physically happening in our eyes?
Well, the blood vessels, because of the elevated blood sugar that's staying in your system, will damage those small, fine, special vessels in our eyes. And those blood vessels will leak. They'll become swollen. They will grow new vessels, and they're just a poor quality vessel. And then when that happens, then we don't supply the retinal tissue with adequate blood supply.
We talked about what we can do to our bodies to kind of prevent diabetes or stop it and reverse it. What about when it gets to the point where it is affecting your eyes? How do we counteract that? How do we get people's vision back or better?
There's really great treatment options. And the encouraging thing is that if you're treated early, you can prevent vision loss by 95%.
I bet people don't know
that. No, they don't. And so that's what's really encouraging. If you compare what we do now compared to what we did in the 60s, it's such an improvement to help these patients so they don't lose vision.
So if you're being treated for diabetes, if you catch it early, then that's what you see on your end.
Yes. So it has a really good outcome if it's detected and treated early.
Now, have you had people in your chair who didn't know they had diabetes and then came to you with these symptoms, which I don't know, you can say mm-hmm. they're watery eyes or whatnot, mm-hmm. and then you knew what they were dealing with, but they had not been diagnosed with diabetes yet?
Yeah, big one is just blurred vision. You know, my vision got blurry, and what's happening is the elevated blood sugar is making the lens inside the eye swell. And so literally their prescription is changing. And so,
do you tell them?
Well, if that's happening to somebody,
and they don't know,
and we'll say, hey, you know, you've had a big shift in your prescription. You know, you need to get to your primary care doctor and get your blood sugar checked, because this could be one of the. It may not be the cause, but it could be.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is in fact, I had that conversation this morning in church with my husband Randy, and we're singing, and the songs are up on the screen, and I'm looking at the words, and I'm like, Randy, that's kind of blurry to me. So how do I know if it's age or something else? Is that where you just have to get tested and find out?
Absolutely do.
I'm 51. Is that the age where you start to get a little blurry eye
and
vision?
And that could just be normal
for
you.
Yeah, that could just be normal.
But
I don't like it.
Well, nobody likes it.
I want it to be normal for me. No.
We want to be 20 forever.
We do. And then when we're not, we're like, wait, what happened to our eyes?
So what is the difference? How do you know? And I told Michaela this the other day. Mm-hmm. I swear, I think the more that I am watching and looking at things on my phone, the more blurry my eyes are getting. Are all of us using these phones hurting our eyes?
There's a lot of people that would say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, I think a lot of what's happening with you is just
age.
Everybody's near vision. That's another topic, but everybody's near vision gets worse as you get older.
But what you asked, and just to address, is that it is so important that patients have yearly health exams, you know, where they will monitor, see what their blood sugar levels are, monitor their blood pressure, their cholesterol, and then you also need your yearly eye exam, because not only will you have blurred vision, but we actually can see some bleeding and leakage within the eye as well. And the patient had no idea.
Yeah, that's the other way we might mm-hmm. diagnose it, is we actually see some early bleeding going on. And
because my guess is not everybody gets a yearly eye exam, and they should.
Right.
Well,
I'm raising my hand right here.
Yeah,
I mean,
are.
I can't tell you the last time I had an eye exam, and I should. So that way they're sitting down in your chair and you're finding a lot of different things going on.
Well, if you're a healthy person without any issues, you don't need a yearly eye exam.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yes.
You're okay.
Better.
You're off the hook, Michaela.
Yeah,
you don't feel guilty.
Yeah. But if you have diabetes, then you absolutely need your yearly diet.
I think there's a little uneasiness going to the eye doctor because people don't like to mess with their eyes. It's kind of a fear of people poking and prodding with their eyes because they think it's painful. I want you guys to set those fears aside. I want you to tell the people why they shouldn't feel that way. Don't be afraid of going to the eye doctor.
We're fun.
You
just
are.
Listen to them.
There you go.
And they're hot. Look at Michaela's, what Facebook page are you on, Michaela?
I'm on the WTVN Facebook
Look
page.
At 610 WTVN's Facebook page right now. You tell me these ladies are not hot. I know you always get mad at me because
no,
I compliment
I
everybody.
I do not get mad at
but
you.
But look at
it.
They're hot. Are they not?
They are healthy. They're together. They're beautiful
Thank
women.
You.
They're hot.
Yes.
If I have to say so myself. So don't be afraid of them. And they're fun.
But you're incredibly kind. But yeah, I think we're worried when somebody's like, I mean, I know my kids don't love when the stuff goes into their eye, right?
Yeah.
But we just need to
take a few deep breaths, I think,
you know,
if you feel
that
way.
And it's normal to, I try to tell my patients, you know, don't worry if you're squeezing and blinking and it's hard for me to check your pressure. I mean, that's just, your eye's not supposed to let things in it. So we just talk you through it. It's,
right. And they can't help it.
Yeah,
we
they understand
can't help that. It. You know, we just want to make it as pleasant as possible.
How big is your team over there?
They're looking at each other. They're trying to crunch the numbers right now.
It's really high. We're really high. We need two hands. So we have three ophthalmologists, two optometrists, and we have a new ophthalmologist who will be a medical retinal specialist treating diabetic retinopathy starting late summer.
I have to give you guys kudos because last time you were on, if you remember, I showed you a picture of my mom's eye because she had some serious issues going on with it. You gave her the perfect advice. It was fixed in a day or two because of you guys at Mid-Ohio Eye. So, true testimonial. They know what they're talking about, and they live it. They love it. It is their passion. I have to share a text I received from a friend of mine just momentarily. We were talking about my eyesight. He said, every referee basketball in Central Ohio would say, you see things differently than everybody else. All the referees in Central Ohio would argue with me in my eyesight because I'm always right, ladies.
That is true. Maybe you do need to get that eyesight checked, Mindy. Maybe
you do.
I think the refs need to get I think the referees need to get their eyesight checked.
That's right.
So thanks, Chuck, for sending that text.
Well, you all have fans. Will Morgan says hello to Dr. Doyle, actually, on our Facebook Live now. So she says, hi, glad to see you here on Facebook. If people want to know more about where you guys are and what you do, and especially the diabetic retinopathy. Am I saying that correctly?
Retinopathy.
Retinopathy. Thank you.
Ooh, that sounds
wrong
good.
Wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I would have said the same thing, Michaela.
Diabetic eye disease.
If they want to know more about that or anything that we talked about here today, how do they get a hold of you to make an appointment and to come see you?
An easy way is our website, www.midohioeye.com.
That doesn't get any easier than that.
Yeah.
Midohioeye.com.
Yep. For appointments and lots of good information on diabetic eye disease on there.
Well, see, and I mean it. They know what they're talking about. Trust me, my mom trusts them. Yeah. So that was just, you guys just saw a picture and you knew what she had to do.
Really? And that was the first time we met.
That was the first time we all met. Thanks, you guys, for coming back in. Any idea next time you come on what you want to talk about so we can give people a heads up?
Oh, we have lots of ideas.
Lots of ideas. Get that?
Yeah. Maybe glaucoma.
Yeah. Which
or
I think
cataract?
Is, or macular degeneration.
You know what? We can also ask our What Matters listeners you would want to talk about. So if you guys ever have an idea listening, hit us up on our email, or we have a What Matters with Mindy Michaela Facebook page. I don't know if you guys know that yet. It may not have been around when you guys were first here. Let us know what you want the ladies at Mid-Ohio Eye to talk about, and they'll talk about it.
And speaking of macular degeneration, I will put a vote in for that because I just got 23andMe back this year, and I saw something for Mac. So I want to talk to you guys all about that next time
you come
in.
All right, that sounds good.
Because I saw something about macular degeneration that kind of concerned me. So Dr. Louise Doyle and Dr. Heather Kelling, thank you for Mid-Ohio Eye for being in, and we will see you next time.
We're just going to call them Dr. Hotties. Ladies, seriously, thanks, as Michaela said.
Thank you.
So, lots of hot topics coming up, speaking of
hot.
Yeah, speaking of hot, the corporate dad that doesn't want to wake up for his baby, we want to get your opinion on that. And then on top of that, we're going to talk about houseplants and millennials. What's the deal? They're the new pet.
That's so crazy to me.
It's crazy.
You can't replace a dog with a plant.
Comment on either of those. 614-821-WTVN, 614-821-9886. You're listening to What Matters.